Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Society Says podcast, where we talk about pressure in society and what we can do to spread awareness and build each other up to live our own unique lives. If you want to be a part of this movement, then grab some snacks, maybe a drink, and keep listening, because on this podcast, we have some very real discussions.
Test this.
Okay, yeah, it's recording, so let's test this. Don't get that close, babe. Don't do that.
Is it testing?
Yes.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh here, my gosh. That's disgusting. Let's start this. All right, welcome back to the Society Says podcast. My husband Angel is here with me again.
What's
today.
Up, guys?
And we're going to be talking about money, which shouldn't be a surprise when Angel is present.
Listen, there's only one thing I like to talk about here is money, and yeah, I guess that would be the one thing. Mm. And I just love talking about money.
Cool. Why do you like money?
I think people say money is the root of all evil, or like money is this, money is that. But honestly, money is a big part of freedom. Like, a lot of people stress in society because they just don't have money. Like, they can't pay for anything. They're worried about bills. They can't go anywhere. They're stuck at a job that they hate because they don't have money. So money is really important in society. Like, for your living, for your well-being, it's super important.
Yeah, it really is. We're realizing that more than ever right now.
Right?
Well, I think we both already knew that, but yeah, it's interesting right now because everybody is like quote unquote poor and freaking out about it, and it's very entertaining, I must say. I don't mean that in like a I'm laughing at everybody going through their tough times. I'm just it's interesting to see how everybody is dealing with this situation money wise
yeah, I think the whole as a whole right now, I think people are sitting at home. People have been laid off from jobs, which is like a large majority of the like United States, and they're just thinking, man, if I had saved, I would be able to pay for this and that, or if I had worked harder and took less days off, I would have a little extra in my bank account. Where, because I know we've been thinking about that as well, especially me, because I'm like, one, if I had worked just a little harder and saved just a little bit more, you know, that would be when hard times come, we'd still be able to have a good enough savings to get through whatever happens. And so I think a lot of people are contemplating that, because money, when you have it, you're less stressed. You're able to do so much more stuff. And it just takes a lot of planning to build money or
yeah.
wealth.
Maybe we shouldn't have gotten married.
Right. That would have saved us quite a bit.
Having said that, if you are kind of regretting any purchases you've made, you know, before all of this happened, I don't think that's necessary at all.
I do. I think you should regret
it. Oh my gosh.
100% regret it.
No, it's not necessary. Don't listen to him. It's just not necessary to stress and to sit in regret. I don't think regret is ever the answer at all. Like, it's a waste of time to wish that you wouldn't have done something. You know, none of us predicted this. Mm-hmm. We did not see this.
I want to interrupt her real quick and say regret is a good teacher. And I think it's good if you're feeling regret. You should feel it. Let it burn inside your bosom and let it grow. Fester and take over. Because what you're feeling right now is what you need to be feeling so it can teach you for the future. Got it?
You're crazy. Okay. I mean, it is good to learn from your mistakes. That's what I like to call them, mistakes. Recognize them and
wait, who's
learn.
To say shopping is a mistake, though?
I'm not saying that it is.
Then what are you saying?
I'm saying if you bought something that was super expensive and you're looking at it as a mistake. Regret, I don't like regret because, like, I always think about when I get, like, all old and wrinkly and in the future, and I'm looking back on my life, I don't want to be that person that's on my deathbed regretting a lot of different things. you know, as I grow throughout my life, I like to recognize mistakes and be like, okay, there you go. I bought a car that I couldn't afford and I won't ever do it again. just a little backstory, Timothy. I could not afford Timothy when I bought her. Anyway, I don't remember where I started going with that.
You were saying that you made a regret. You had regrets when you bought Timothy afterwards.
Oh, no, before. Anyway. But yeah, just, you know, don't sit in it. We couldn't see this coming. So we just got to push forward and, you know, look at our bank accounts now and just do what we can about it. Speaking of which, Angela and I have made a pretty risky, bold move, job-wise, and...
and...
I don't want to cut that out. and just our way of income, we just made a risky move. Do you want to talk about that?
So, here's the thing. There is, like, she's 21... and I'm 25, and we're still so young, and I've had conflictions with both things. So one part of me wants to settle in, work really, really hard, build up savings, so that when we are 30, 35, we have a kid, that we'll be set, right? But the other, and that's playing it really safe. So you get a job that gets you money, and you can build and save. Now, I am a very risky person, and so is Staria. We don't really like the norm. We like to be just on the outskirts of the norm, but still close enough to home, where we made the decision where we'd rather choose to be in the dark area, where it's like, oh, we're going to be entrepreneurs. We're going to push the harder route and see what we have, because eventually, like, you run out of time when you can push and experiment with things. Especially, it gets harder when you have a full-on family you have to look after and things like that. So we want to make sure that we use our time wisely right now when we're young, to travel, to experiment with growing businesses, to practice, for me in my sense, is practice being a sales rep, and grow in that and try and build and fester that, where it's easy to be able to say, let's play safe, we get jobs, we start working, we save, we grow in those jobs, and we stay there for like 30 years. We don't want that. We want to push our boundaries, push ourselves, grow. And so we actually sat down the other day, and it's pretty crazy because we were running out of money. We are running out of money.
Yeah, we really are.
And we're down to like the final month where it's like, this is how long our money will last. And I got a job offer that was like, it's not nothing like I was making before, but it's about, I would say, $48,000 a year or something. And they were like, yeah, we will hire you. We were looking for a technician and you can start. But the thing is, Enstaria could get a job here and build her platform and grow here. But the thing is, like, when I look at it and I talked to Staria and we were discussing it, and we were just like, do we really want to spend the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years in Arizona, one job, not going anywhere, just building and growing? Or do we want to just take the risky side and say, hey, you know, we don't have any money in the bank. We don't really know how we're going to make money, but we're going to put our heads to the task and we're going to figure out everything that we need to in order to bring some money in. And we're going to push as far as like our creativity goes. And so we started helping my mom and sister marketing the face masks, and that started bringing in some money. And then if we have to live in a car, we live in our car. But if we have to stay at Starry's mom's house, we'll stay at her house, stay at my aunt's house, my mom's place. Like, we'll make it work. We just don't want to lose the time that we have now to do the adventurous stuff that we love. And so we definitely chose the harder route. But I think I know that that's the best choice. And speaking of regret, when we get to that age, we won't be regretting anything I know, we'll mm-hmm. look back, we'll be like, dang, that was some fun times.
Yeah, I mean, we at first, like, we first came to a conclusion, we're like, okay, like, you'll get that job, we'll stay here for a couple years, like, maybe it's the smarter way to go, I can focus on getting film jobs and growing with that, and you can just work on your jackets, like, late at night, early yeah. in the morning. And we kind of sat on that decision for what, like a day or two, and then we both came together again and we're like, I don't like this plan. we wouldn't be happy at all. And honestly, I don't want to put ourselves in an unhappy situation. Like, I understand that sometimes you just have to make sacrifices, do things that you don't necessarily want to do, but with both of us being people that like to take risks and take that jump into the unknown, I honestly think that both of us would get kind of bummed out, like being stuck just doing like jobs that don't make us happy, and I would worry that it would start to affect our marriage, and like I just, it's not for us. And we had to talk about that and see what would make both of us happy, and ultimately it's just to take that risk. So we're going to try to use this time in quarantine to, you know, come up with a game plan, a business plan for both of us so that we can actually do what we want to do. And that's not going to be the case for everyone, you know. Some people, it's better to take the, I guess, quote-unquote safer route and go get that job that is definitely going to bring money into your home. I feel like I should also make a disclaimer, like, if you have kids, obviously, like, if we had kids, we would obviously, like, take that job, and we would just get jobs here just to make sure that we have money coming in so that we can provide for our kids, give them food and clothes and whatnot, but we don't have kids, and there's no reason for us to settle down when we don't need to. We don't have other people that we need to take care of, so, but yeah, like I said, there's nothing wrong with taking that safer route, even if you don't have kids. You just have to think about what you want, and if you're with somebody else, if you have a spouse or, you know, just a significant other, talk to them, find out what works for both of you guys. But yeah, ultimately, that's just what makes us happy. It puts a smile on our face, and we're ready for the challenge.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny how, like, we'll be in public sometimes and we'll meet these people. Like, for instance, we were in Nashville, Tennessee, and we went out to go eat, and this couple was sitting next to us, and the lady was just intrigued by Starry's and I's story because we were just talking to her, and she loved it. She's like, you guys are just traveling around, and we're telling her our plans. We have this goal to get this van eventually, and it just keeps getting pushed back, and it's just getting me ticked off. But
again, we didn't know that this whole virus thing was going to happen.
But yeah, so we were telling her our goals and our plans and what we're doing, and she's just like, man, I wish that I had, like, back in the days that I had been that adventurous and just been able to jump in a van or a car and just travel cross country and not worried about anything else. And I just stopped myself and I thought, man, I would hate to look back when I'm an older person and look and just see, man, like, how many things I didn't do. Like, right now is the time to just do the things that you want to do. And this isn't some great speech about do what you want, because there are some boundaries where if you have a family, if you have people to provide for and things like that, like, or if you want really to be secure, get a job that pays well and stay with it, you know, growing the company, like, that's a good route. But if you're an entrepreneur, or if you're like a free spirit and you just want to go out and explore while you're young or while you're old, like, now's the time. Go ahead and do it. And, you know, you just realize once you choose that path, you can't look back. Like, that's the path you've chosen.
Yeah. And ultimately, just do what makes you happy. I think that's why a lot of people that are older and, you know, the end of their life is coming to an end. I think that's why a lot of them get kind of grumpy sometimes, is because they look back and, like, they just didn't do a lot that makes them happy. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's because they didn't achieve a lot of their goals. I'm not sure, but.
All I know is that I am 25 now, and I look back, and I've started a lot of things. Like, I've sold bow ties and alleyways. I've done a bunch of different things. And I suck. I just so you guys know, I really, really am terrible at sales. Like, sales is probably the worst, the thing that I'm least good at. But just so you know, I just quit my well-paid job as an alarm technician to go back to sales. And I have a pattern of doing this. Every time I leave sales, I go to do something else. I just end up quitting and going right back into sales, and I suck at sales, and then I go into something else for comfort, and then I come back into sales. But this time I'm like, listen, it doesn't matter how crappy I am at sales. It's something that I want to do, and it's something that keeps calling me back and it pushes me. So I'm just going to commit. And if it means that I don't make any money and Staria has to pull the weight, bring the bacon home, like, so be it. She's just going to have to work and provide for us both. But, you know, that's what I've decided to do, and that's what I'm going to do. And I think more people should think. I'm not telling people what to think here, but think more about what benefits you and what makes you happy in a sense. But don't do what you love. Do what you know you need to do. And if you know that, like, I know I need to be in sales, like, if I know that, then I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I'll quit everything else and go ahead and do it. But 2 years from now, you might hear me say, hey, you know, it didn't work. I'm back doing alarm system installs. So.
That just means they'll be back in sales later.
Yeah.
I think ultimately during this whole time with any like sort of crisis or issue that you're struggling to get through right now, just be calm about it. Like, stressing and worrying and freaking out is just going to waste all your energy that you could be using to figure things out and find a solution and work hard. That's why, I don't know, like, I was on the phone with my mom, I think, earlier this week.
Mama grip.
And she was, like, asking me all concerned, like, how much money you guys have left? And I was like, oh, we have enough money to pay rent next month. She's like, so neither of you are working? I'm like, nope. I mean, we sell some face masks from time to time. And I could tell she was like kind of a little bit worried in her voice, but she could hear how calm I was. And we were Marco Poloing earlier today, I think. And my mom just cracked up laughing because I left a message. I was all chill. I was like, yeah, well, I'm just at home every day. Like, me and Angel don't have jobs. Like, we're just chilling. And my mom is cracking up. She's like, you are so calm about this whole thing. It is so funny to me. She's like, you have like no money coming in and your bank account is just getting lower and lower and you're fine with it. And I'm like, why put my energy into freaking out? Like, it's just going to make everything worse. And honestly, our life has been super peaceful right now because neither one of us are stressing or freaking out about anything. We're just like, okay, well, if we have to live on the streets in our car, you know, we'll do it. It's fine. It's all right. We're hard workers and we don't stop until we don't stop. We don't. But
so that's the thing. Like, so I did, don't think like we're perfect, because I definitely freaked out at first. I was like, man, like, I'm so used to having money in my bank account now that there's nothing really, you know, refilling anything, and we can't do the things that we like to do because of money, it definitely had me freak out. And that's how I found the other job in the first place. But my boss was like, listen, you either, you know, you can be the type of people that get acted upon, or you can be the person that act upon, and really only you get to decide. And I thought about that and I was like, man, like, I will make something happen. He's like, he also was like, just make something happen. Like, if you don't have money, if you want to be successful, if you want to provide for your family, go out there and make something happen. It doesn't mean getting a regular job. If you're going to be selling face masks, go out there and make sure those face masks get sold. If you're going to sell jackets, make sure those jackets get sold. If you're going to make videos, make sure those videos get made. And so, like, I don't want you guys thinking that we don't, that we're naive or like we are just, you know, pie in the sky people. We have just realized from the age that we're at, we're just realizing that, you know, it is stressing about something doesn't fix the problem. But when you're able to have a, like, you just push through anything and realize that consequences comes with the decision you make, then you're able to overcome pretty much anything that comes in your path, and you're a lot more calmer and peaceful. And so that's the point where Starry and I are at. We made this decision, so we're calm because we know what's coming if we don't get face masks sold or if we don't get money in our bank account. And we're prepared to live in our car if we have to, walk around the streets if we have to, live with our in-laws for if we have to. And that's just what it, that's just a sacrifice that we're willing to put in for what we believe.
And everybody has different opinions too. Like, his current boss right now told him that, but his old boss told him like the complete opposite. So we can, you can be listening to everything that we say, but you might not agree with anything. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine. Everybody looks at it a different way. And I should clarify,
just know that if you, if you don't agree, I'm coming for your head. Oh, you tell me your address, I will be there. You better have fist in the air because we're going toe to toe. Sorry, babe. You can.
I'm so sorry for my husband.
Just remember those words.
I feel like I should clarify that, yes, we're calm right now, and we've been calm for a while, but we both have had our freakout moments. I had my freakout moments, I think it was the first and second week. I had a freakout moment both weeks of when this whole thing like was an outbreak. The first week, we were in Hawaii, and I had a freakout because that one was because I was afraid for my health because my immune system sucks. The second one, the next week, was...
We were in LA.
Like the most, one of the most infected places in America. But that one was more of like a marriage thing, and with our religion, I just kind of freaked out because, yeah, well, I'm not going to explain it because most people listening to this are not Mormon, so I'm not even going to try to explain it. But I had two freakout moments.
I don't think I could ever take her back to LA again after that. That was intense.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was crying a lot. I don't think he's ever seen me cry like that before. Oh
my gosh, it was intense.
We were like on a walk, and I all of a sudden like started like choking on like my breath and was like hyperventilating and crying so much. And he turns around and he's like just speechless. He's just staring at me. And I'm like, hey, you can go ahead. He's a good husband though. He didn't.
Oh, it was scarring. It was like, oh man, she was not having the, that was probably the worst time she's had in LA. I was like, oh my god.
What's so funny though is none of my freakouts, neither one of those was about money.
You're right. No, it was not about money. I don't know what she was freaking out about, but
oh man. Yeah, but I'm good now. I'm
chilling. We just need to bring her back to Arizona and she's back on track.
But, you know, I think it's so sorry. If you guys can hear our phones going off, I don't know what it is, but both of us are getting a lot of notifications. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, I totally forgot where I was going with this. Anyway, with all of this, our decision to choose kind of a more difficult route, but one that is ultimately going to make us happier and enjoy what we're doing a little bit more. We both have been really pushing each other to follow through with our goals or to do everything that we can to get closer to them. And we've done that ever since we met, you know, even when we were just like dating, like within the first month, we would push each other to, you know, every time I would tell him about a video, he would encourage me to go out and do it, you know, and he would tell me about his job and the lows of it and things that he wanted to do, and I would, you know, encourage him to do that. And we've just been like that since day one. But we're definitely it's honestly really awesome to be in a relationship where we can push each other, and especially since both of us want to build our own business. It, you know, you need support to be able to do that. And babe, I'm really running out of stuff to talk about, so you should get it back over here. He's like over by the couch, just on his phone.
Sorry, guys, I got masks to sell, you know?
You can't just leave. I'm over here like, yeah.
Make some bad.
I honestly don't even know what I just said.
So, that's two topics. What was the next topic?
I think it's what I was starting to say when talking about goals and how we push each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true. So, the next, I mean, goals is, to our relationship, really means a lot. So, Star recently started this thing where she's messaging, messaging brands and asking them for film opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And I am fully supportive of it. I'm like, hey, you know, I think that's what you should be doing. Like, you know, like, you're really good at videos, and I think you just gotta exploit the heck out of your ability to make videos. I don't know if you guys have seen her videos before, but they're pretty good, like really good. And I like them, and so you guys will like them too, because I just know your taste, and I can see you, and I know that you're gonna like them.
That sounded so creepy, babe.
I can see you. But
I'm
no,
so sorry.
She has a lot of goals, and I fully support all of them. And I am just the same way. I'm what you call one of them dreamers. So like, I'm always dreaming about something new. I'll always have a new idea, new vision. And it's just amazing to be able to have a wife that just like sees my vision and encourages me to go after it, even if it means that we're going to be broke and poor for like the longest. She still encourages it. And to me, that means a lot. And it just encourages me to go out there and do my best, you know, because a lot of wives wouldn't fall for that. Heck, actually my family members are super supportive of me too, and it's just like there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't be supportive, but because I have the strength of my wife, my mom, my sister, my niece, my uncles, my aunt, like it allows me to go out there in public and be like, tell people to F off, because like, you know, their opinions don't count. Like really, if I don't actually, even if I know you and you're not part of my family, your opinions like doesn't really matter to me. And that's just what it is. Like if you told me I need to go to college, I'll tell you I'll do what I want. If you told me I need to do a regular job or do something else that I don't want to do, I'll tell you I'll do what I want. That's just the way it's always been. So I'm pretty stubborn at that. But yeah, it helps to have a full support of your family.
It's so funny because both of us are so stubborn like that. Which is probably good, because...
And notice how she says probably. It's probably
it
good.
It probably is, though, because that, like, we get it when we both are, like, trying to work towards something and we're being, like, really focused on it and not really listening to other people, like, what they think or whatever. We just, we don't really care. We just keep going. And it's good that we both understand that, because, yeah, I don't think my family really likes when I get all stubborn like that. or my friends. But you know, I don't know, it's just it's really good to have a creative husband who understands how to work hard, you know.
Yep, I do know.
Oh man.
But yeah, so those are some of the topics that we wanted to touch base on today. And you know, I just wanted to off the record here, I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, I heard this podcast, not a podcast, but someone on Instagram was talking today about, this is totally off the record, Starry doesn't know about what I'm about to say, but
oh, goodness.
They were talking about people that, since everyone's staying home, there's been more domestic violence, there's more families that are getting affected and separating because of anger problems or mental issues and depressions in the home. Because once you take work away from the population, there's not really much thing to keep you occupied besides entertainment, and that can only last so long. And so there's this huge amount of issues that are rising. And so I just want everyone to know that, like, if you're going through this at this time, just, it's hard to say this because it could come off as naive because I really don't know what I'm talking about here. but I'm going to say it anyways because I don't care what you say. Just, you know, look for, it would be like in battles, like look for the higher ground. In your mind, just look for the higher ground. This is, if you're going through a rough time at home or with any situation that you're going through, just know that this isn't the end. There's greater things to come. Everyone in their life or society has to go through this pattern where you do good and then there's a time that you don't do so good, but then you'll come right back on top. And, you know, if you are going through a really rough time, let people know. There's a lot of people out there that care a lot about you, I promise you. You may not think they do, but as you express what you are feeling and going through, they will be there for you. And it may not be your family member, it may be a friend, it may be some random stranger you just ran into. But I promise you, once you talk to people about what you're going through at home or in general, people will open up. And shoot, you guys know my Instagram probably, so if you can find me on Instagram and want to get a hold of me and express anything, like, I'm always open. I'm not the best at it, but I'm there. I'll listen. And if you want my advice, I'll give you advice. But I just want the well-being of all of you guys to be good during this time.
Yeah, it's true. I was actually thinking about that a lot this week, actually. It's very weird that you brought that up. But, you know, I'd just be sitting here and I'm thinking, wow, people that struggle with, like, mental illness, I'm sure, are really having a rough time right now, just being cooped up in their house. Because I struggle with a little bit, very minor, but I've had a couple of rough days since this whole thing has started, and I just always think, like, people who have it more severe, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I feel for those people. And, you know, because I only have it on, like, a minor scale, and it's really hard, but I can imagine.
Sorry.
We've been watching The Office too much.
Totally just wrecked the mood.
But yeah, with family issues, it's very true. I can relate that. I wish that I would have talked to more people about what was going on, or at least, like, the feelings that was going on inside of me. So, yeah, I think that's good that you brought that up. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
I kind of want to start doing this thing every time we do a podcast together where we talk about our highs and our lows of the week.
Oh, jeez.
And it's going to be hard because it's quarantine. Oh, my God. I got this from another podcast, another couple podcasts. They did this, but they did it in the beginning. I feel like maybe we should have done that. But, yeah, you start. What was your low from the week?
My low was when Starry got mad at me.
What did I do? I was not mad at you. What happened?
She was so mad at me. I don't even remember. I did something, and she was mad at me. Didn't want to look at me.
I'm pretty sure that was last week, baby.
Oh, was that last week? I don't even know what week we're in.
I don't know. It could have been like a month ago, baby.
Recap. That was my low for the quarantine season time that we've been in here. And my high was
Let me say my low. My low was, oh shoot, I don't even know. See, I keep doing this when I come up with things to do on the podcast, and then when it's my turn, I don't know what to say.
Oh, I have another low, since she's thinking and processing. Okay. Did you guys know she's a robot? It has to process to get through, so she
that
has
sounds
to clean
horrible
her.
That you have another low. I'm like, oh shoot, living with me is so horrible.
Oh no, I have another low. I've been doing the 75 dang hard challenge. I just want ice cream.
Oh my gosh, that's my low. That is my low. Guys, we're at day 55 today. Mm. Oh my gosh, 55 days without sugar. I'm going to lose it. We have a huge thing of cheese puffs, and we got it last night, and we're already halfway done with it. And we're both staring at it right now because we just talked about dessert. Anyway,
substitute sugar.
We have been so snacky this whole quarantine because we have been craving sugar so bad, but we can't get it. And yeah, it's bad that we've been so snacky. So yes, that's my low, is that I want ice cream and I can't have it.
The only way I could break the 75 hard challenge is if someone was like, literally, today is the last day you could ever have ice cream again for the foreseeable future. And after that, we're shutting down ice cream because of the coronavirus. I will be like, yep. Deuces.
I would drop everything. I'd be like, 55 days was enough.
I made it half, kind of more past halfway, so we're good.
I think my mom is really impressed with me because she'll very often tell me, she's like, I'm so proud of you. You work out every single day, even during quarantine, even when you're on vacation in Hawaii, and you haven't had any ice cream. And I'm like, yep, I know, it's amazing. I didn't think I could do it.
Mama Grub is always trying to give us sugar.
Oh, yeah, she really is. When we first started this challenge, she's like, here, take these cookies. I'm like, Mom, we can't eat this sugar.
My high is... This is going to sound really corny and cheesy, and everyone's going to be like, of course you'd say that. But I love, there's so many highs about this whole quarantine thing. When I'm working, I work so much that, like, I never get a break.
You're going to steal my high, aren't you?
I think you're going to steal my high. I don't know what her high is or how high she is. But no, so I love waking up really late. Nope. In bed and getting up around like 10 or 11. But then also just walking outside, throwing on the TV, and spending the rest of the day with my wife. Like, I get to spend time with her, whereas when I start working again, that time won't really be there. So she could never say, hey, you never spend time with me. I'm like, dang, girl, I spent like 3 weeks with you. Nonstop.
That's definitely my high too, honestly. So basically we got married and then we had a week together and then he left. And then we had a week together and then he left. And then we had a week together. And so it's been really, really amazing to have him home. I'm thankful to be able to spend every day with you, babe.
Mwah. That was super cheesy.
All right.
Make sure we edit those out later.
So. Nope, not gonna happen. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it to the end, I'm very proud of you. I'm very thankful for you. Yeah, my views just keep going up, so that makes me super duper happy. I'm not gonna look this up right now. I can't remember, guys. I have a terrible memory, but I think it's at like 60 or something.
Whoa.
So I'm pretty proud of myself. I know maybe that's not that much to some of you listening. Some of you are probably like, oh, 60, okay.
Let me stop listening.
But that's like huge, and especially during quarantine, it's gone up a lot. Mm. Probably because nobody has anything better to do, but I'm still grateful for it.
Guys, I'm not on here all the time, but I do love and support. I mean, I love the support that you guys are giving us. And, it's nice to see that, that you guys listen to us, that we're being listened to. Even if it's 60 people to me is a lot. Like, I'm just like, dang, that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Especially to listen to someone speak, because... Anyways, you guys should push us to get more people to listen to us because we're the dopest mixed race couple. I know if we were both black or both white, like, it wouldn't be as cool. But because we're mixed race, guys, you should help us out.
Especially since you found, like, one of the most transparent people on the planet.
I know. And I'm, like, super dark and she's super white. And, you know, when we have babies, if you guys want to see pictures of the babies, you will spread this podcast. Because I swear, if this podcast doesn't get spread, you will not see pictures of the baby on Instagram anywhere. You will not. And you'll be missing out.
Babe,
trust me.
Do you know who your wife is? I post every single day.
No, she will not be allowed
still
to take any pictures
about our wedding.
I'm going to hack her phone and take it down if you guys don't spread this podcast. So please, I'm going to say it nicely and then I'm going to say it very mean. Please spread this podcast. It means a lot. Okay, now if you need room, I'm just kidding.
Babe, you make it sound like I'm pregnant right now.
Better be spreading this podcast.
I just need to clarify, I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant, and I will not be pregnant for another, 4 years? So, calm down, babe. But yeah, thanks, everyone. All right, let's wrap this up because he's getting kind of weird. So,
all right, I'm just bringing out my straight hood.
All right, everybody.
From the streets.
Thank you so much for listening.
Because I'm coming in hot and I'm loaded and it's about to get
and tune in
crazy
next week.
Up in here.
All right, guys.
Okay.
See ya.
You hear me? You heard?
All right. guys next week.
Bye. No, my words last.